On this episode of Counting Cars, I go all in on a Superbird. Chip.
What do you think this thing's worth?
$300,000.
Would you ever consider selling this car? Nearly go under with my first boat.
I know you don't want to do it, but you got to picture it, brother, for me.
I'm usually the guy putting pressure on people to do something they're not sure they want to do. And take a big risk on a massive trike. It's going to need an awful lot of work.
$5,000 in cash.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. And sometimes I eat them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Finally, found a place.
Yeah, brother.
It's been really hectic at the shop lately, and I just really need to have to clear my head for a minute. So does Kevin. So I've decided I'm going to take him out and treat him to lunch.
Do you want a patty melt? Mm.
Holy crap! What in the world? Did you see this?
Oh, wait a second. No.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Hey, I don't have any cash.
Get that, too.
Hey. How about a Sprite?
How you doing, man?
Hey.
I hope you don't mind. I just saw you pull in. I had to come say hi. I'm Danny.
I'm Jim.
Jim, nice to meet you. Man, this is just beautiful, brother. It's a 1970 Superbird. You never, ever, ever see these. It is unbelievable. They originally built 1,500 of these Superbirds, and there's about 300 of them left in the world. The large wing and the cone-shaped nose were made to improve its aerodynamics. It was designed to fly by the competition, and fly it did.
They took it straight from the track to the Bonneville Salt Flats, and it set a land speed record of 223 miles an hour.
Wow.
This was made to go fast.
That's a bad car. Oh, here's Kevin. Can you believe this, Kevin? This is amazing, dude.
I can't believe
you
did
that to me.
What I did?
I had no cash on me. Luckily, they took credit card.
Dude, I completely forgot about that.
Hey,
thanks, man.
Lunch
is like, this is Kevin. Kevin, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Jim has an amazing car here. You must have so much enjoyment every time you drive this car.
I trade this car for smiles.
I'm smiling.
Why don't you just ask him if you can drive it?
I was kind of easing into it, man. I know you were.
I'll let you drive it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you want to drive it?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Kevin, I love you, man, but I got to go. Oh, man.
I see there's a back seat. Are you guys sure I can't go?
What? I can't hear you, Kevin.
There's a back seat.
Love you, man.
Hanging out with Danny can be a real pain in the ass. First he leaves me in the drive-thru, then in the parking lot. I think I'm better than that.
Literally got banned from NASCAR because they were just that far ahead of the curve. They were wiping everybody out.
What took you guys so long?
Man. Oh, my gosh. Dude. I do believe this car just hit my top five, man. Jim, I just got to ask you one question, man. One last final.
Two burgers. Come on.
I heard we got to go. Hang on. Just give me 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute. Is this car for sale? Would you ever consider selling this car, or is it just no way?
For you? No way.
She's just not for sale, huh?
No.
I got you. It's so rare. I mean, to think there's only 300 of them left.
What do you think this thing's worth?
They've gone as high as $300,000 back in the day.
Absolutely.
$300,000?
You bet they have. Yeah.
Wow.
Brother, you've been so cool. Thank you for sharing her with us today.
Thanks for scaring the out of me.
You're on, brother. You're on. Mwah.
I'll take it.
I'll check it out, man.
Davey Deals.
Ah, Davey.
Only one person I know cruising around with the color by number flames on the side, man. Hey. What's up with that?
Davey's a good friend of mine who just happened to have a lapse of judgment when he brought his car to another shop to fix it. But I'm hoping now he's going to let me take care of it for him.
The 35 Chevy back on the road.
The 35 Chevy was a popular car to start modifying back in the 40s. The guys came back from the war with technical training, started picking up these old Depression cars, started tinkering with them, fixing them all up. It was a great time to be a gearhead.
Well, Davey, let me ask you, man, are you happy with everything here?
No, I'm not happy with the car at all. I'm really upset with the way it turned out.
I'm really happy to hear you say that.
Me too.
Because I don't like it either. This is driving me crazy. These flames, I mean...
They look like stickers.
Yeah, bad stickers, not even good stickers.
It's got like childlike flames on it, like they were drawn with a crayon. It's just sad. They're really not making me horny, that's for sure.
We're going to fix it right, brother. What do you want to see?
We got to keep the pastel blue and go with some white ice flames and just bury it.
I'm digging the flavor because the whole back end of this car, it's screaming for those type of flames.
I agree 100%.
That just come licking all the way down the back and dripping off the back of this car.
Exactly. Absolutely. Brother man.
All right, we'll make it happen, brother.
Well, there's more to it.
Oh, okay, all right.
I got to show you something at my house.
Does it have to do with the car?
It does have to do with the car, yeah. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Are we
taking this?
We're taking that. All right, you drive.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Try it out, brother. Hit it.
Davey always brings me cool projects, but I'm a little nervous to find out why he couldn't show me at the shop.
I'm going out your side.
All right. I'm curious.
Yeah. It's not in the garage. You're going to love it. You just got to picture the whole picture.
Dude. The boat?
The boat. 1980s Levy craft.
I've done cars, bikes, even furniture, but I've never done a boat. I don't even know where to begin.
A boat, man?
I know you don't want to do it, but you got to picture it, brother. For me, it's got to go behind that hot rod, that color, with the flames.
Oh, you're matching, okay. We're going to repaint that blue with the white ice pearl flames all over. We're going to do this the same color, right? Blue with the white ice pearl flames all over it. Okay, I can see this.
Yeah?
I'm starting to feel you.
Yeah.
Levy crafts are actually pretty sweet. The founder, Al Levy, created them to go really, really fast. And in the 50s, they totally dominated the racing circuit. Now, this one's from the 80s. It just reminds me of Miami Vice. Way cool.
So if we wanted to reconfigure the back end of this, as far as interior is concerned.
Great idea.
Maybe some big wet headers coming off of it to give it that attitude.
Yep. Give it that hot rod look. You do that voodoo that you do so well.
I can't believe I'm doing a boat.
Gonna do a boat.
I do have a project that I want to talk to you guys about.
You know, we're a car shop, right? We don't really do boats.
Boat just stands for bust out another thousand. We're in a deep on this.
Earlier today, I got a call from a guy looking to unload a trike project. Now, trikes aren't necessarily my favorite. They've got one wheel too many. But what caught my attention was this guy said the back tires were massive. So Kevin and I are on our way to go check this thing out, see if it's something we might be able to work with.
Wow, that is beautiful. It's got a good look to it already, man.
Wow.
It's got a nice looking vibe to it, yeah.
Digging it?
Yeah, you know what? Because it's got style. It's got flavor. I like it. Let's talk to him.
It looks like something you would build.
I know it's just a rolling chassis right now, but just sitting there, the thing looks pretty cool.
Hey, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I'm Kevin.
Kevin, too.
Danny.
Nice all right, to I talked to Kevin. On the phone.
Yes, sir. Good-looking trike you got out here, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all coming by looking at it.
Figured it'd have to be a big guy with a trike this big.
A Delta trike frame has one wheel in the front, two in the back. A popular Delta trike known as the Indian Tricycle was used regularly by the U.S. Army in 1940 to replace cavalry. And this trike, it's got some style. It's long and low, and I think it can be cool.
These wheels are amazing.
15-inch, about 18 inches across.
Man, that is a big, bad wheel.
I started this project, and it's really got a little bit almost out of hand. I've been working on this thing for a while. It was a dream, but sometimes you overshoot and got to do something different. The wife brought it down to the point where it's either her or the bike, and I'd rather keep her. I could find another bike.
You got a lot of nice stuff here.
And I'll tell you what, once it's together, it's going to have a nice ride, so.
Oh, yeah, man.
This trike's got a pretty aggressive stretch, and that front wheel sits way out there like an old-school chopper. I can see this thing being pretty cool, but it's going to need an awful lot of work. So I need to pick it up today for less than $5,000 if I'm hoping to make a decent profit.
What you looking for money-wise to get out of it?
Well, I got $7,000 in it. And, of course, the wife is on me. It's got to be this or her, so needless to say.
Well, we're definitely not searching for a project like this to do, so, you know, I'm not going to spend $7,000 on it. I hate to tell you that. Let's do it $5 and $100 bills.
$5,000 in cash.
Yes, sir. Just think how happy your wife's going to be when she comes home tonight and there's green laying on the countertop.
Well, it's worth making her happy.
Amen to
we
that.
We got a deal. $5,000.
Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin did a great job on starting this trike. It's already very, very cool.
Once I get the engine, transmission, everything done on this trike, I should be close to about $20,000 in it. I'm hoping I should be able to get about $30,000 for it. That would be a nice profit. Earlier, I agreed to take on a boat restoration project for my buddy Dave. Now, we don't do boats, but he does want to give it a way cool hot rod feel.
So I brought it back to the shop to have Horny Mike and my lead painter, Ryan, work their magic. Gentlemen, I do have a project that I want to talk to you guys about.
It's not going to be this boat, right?
Well, then I guess we're not going to have too much to talk about.
You know, we're a car shop, right? We don't really do boats.
I have no idea what was going through Danny's head when he agreed to do this. Boat just stands for bust out another thousand. We're in a deep on this.
I can't say that I'm tickled pink to be doing a boat.
I can't say as though I'm tickled at all.
Yeah, but if we are going to do a boat, this one's cool. The general overall concept of the boat, he wants it to match his hot rod. We're going to paint this exactly like the car.
You're talking blue with the white flames.
Just go crazy with the white ice pearl
flames. That is a lot of flames.
Didn't know exactly what to think about the boat, but I was excited about the paint job that he wanted us to do. I thought the blue with the pearl white, red pinstriping was perfect. We just had to figure out what the hell we're going to do with a boat.
I mean, it is going to be a sweet project when it's done.
I think it'll be great as long as you slap some horns on it somewhere. You know, let me work them in some way. Come on, we'll put them all the way straight across the front. You're gonna let me put horns on something.
Come on in, Clay. I know you've been talking to Kevin about some stuff.
Yeah, he mentioned that you got a different kind of bike in this week.
Absolutely. Earlier, Kevin found a guy who was interested in the trike that I just bought. He's looking for a full custom build, so I'm going to talk him through it and see if we can't design something way cool for him. This is the beginnings of it right here.
Wow, this looks amazing.
The tires on the rear, the back of this, it's monster. It's massive. I'm trying to think what. Oh, right here. Check these out.
Oh, wow.
That's what's going on the back of this.
You're going to fit those under that?
Yeah, they're going to be these big, huge monster balloons right off the back of you, man. It's going to be cool. Shannon, you got the tank for this? There you go.
Oh, wow.
That's what we're talking about right there.
That's a good-looking tank.
It has that whole jagged design. It's going to be really outrageous.
That's what I like, something that stands out.
What kind of colors do you like?
I like red, yellow.
Good. Is there anything just to stay away from, a color just to totally stay off?
Pink.
All right.
Any color but pink, I'm good.
Fair enough. Clay has given me a lot of free range to make this trike completely awesome. I'm just hoping that it's going to stay within his budget. What kind of a budget do you have in mind for this? Because we've put a lot into it, you know, up to date.
I was hoping I could get it for $30,000.
Meet me at 35 and we're done.
I could do 35.
Done deal, brother. She's yours and I'm gonna finish this thing beautifully. Say goodbye for now.
My God.
What's up, baby?
Let's put it in the water.
We have not tested this,
man. We have
not
floated the vessel yet.
For weeks, the guys have been hard at work on Davey's hot rod and boat. We're making them match blue, white ice pearl flames. It's going to be wicked both on the water and on the street. While they're taking care of business inside, Scott and Kevin and I, we're waiting for Clay to show up so he can see his trike. It's the craziest trike I've seen.
You didn't send no photos of the customer, right? He doesn't know, does he?
Nope. Nope. He's getting ready to see this thing for the first time. I've been working with Clay for about a month trying to figure out exactly what he wanted. He finally decided he wanted a dragon theme trike. I really wasn't sure about it at first, but now that it's done, I gotta say it's better than I ever thought it could be.
Jerry, let's go, baby!
That's a beautiful bike.
We've done so much work making this trike beautiful. New engine, setting the rear end up properly, custom gas tank, custom fenders, custom paint job. It's unbelievable.
Wow, you guys did excellent. This is amazing.
So when you said the colors you like, could you ever imagine this?
No. This is a piece of art.
It is. It's artwork going down the road.
But it's a dragon.
But it's a dragon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bike is without a doubt a dragon.
We can get the Fab Shop to make him a spear. He can be a dragon slayer.
We went all out on this dragon-themed trike. It's a little risky when a customer gets that specific on a build, because at the end, if he hates it, it's not that easy to just go right back and start all over again. But luckily, he loves it.
Yeah, this is definitely different. I've never seen anything like this before.
Me neither, frankly.
I thought it was a car. I mean, it sounds big.
Yeah.
Throw a leg across, my brother.
Yeah, try to stay on, man.
I know I'm comfortable. He's going to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be totally comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That feels nice. You guys have totally exceeded my expectations. This is beautiful.
Thank you. That's what we love to hear.
They hit what I wanted very well. It's something different. It's something I've never seen before, something that no one else has. The whole bike stands out with the wideness of the tires. And it's perfect.
Clay, I tell you, man, I appreciate the fact that you let us go with a reasonable budget, because by letting us kind of go nuts, we came out with this whole insane thing. We talked about 35. Yep. We stayed right on that budget, and you can see what we can do.
I would have preferred 40, but you get to thank him and I get to hate him. That's what exactly what happens every time you do that.
Brother man, I can't wait to see his smiling face in the wind get you out there. This trike came out better than I imagined. We stuck to Clay's budget, and we still made a $5,000 profit on it. And now Mike is making Clay horny. Everybody's happy. Dude, I cannot wait for you to see this
bike. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm ecstatic.
You're gonna trip. This hot rod boat project was definitely not the easiest thing we've ever done, but it finally came together. I cannot wait to show Davey how gorgeous this came out. As much as I did not want to get involved in doing your 35 Chevy hot rod and your boat as a whole matching set, I have to admit,
unbelievable.
It's way cool,
unbelievable,
man.
Unbelievable.
Whoa. Get out of here.
Oh, dude. My God. Oh.
Whoa. Dude. Oh. Deal with that, brother.
God. What's up, baby?
Check this thing out, man. Holy. Oh, and the hood looks unbelievable. The chrome headlights. Oh, the flames run right into it. Oh, holy. Look at the steer wheel, man. That's incredible.
See all the sparkly pearl in it on top of it all?
Pearl is exactly what the doctor ordered.
I think we pulled off everything that you wanted.
Well, it's exactly what it ordered. I mean, it matches a car to a T. Let's put it in the water. Let's get it floating.
We have not tested this,
man. We have not floated the vessel.
We have not.
It is hot out here. I would be in my office, in the AC, and I'm not going to be fish food.
Folks.
All right. It's gonna get windy.
Sorry about that.
The boat ride went fabulous for the first period of time. And I think it got a little hot and started smoking and it started running really bad. And then there was fire. And those are combinations that are really not that good, man.
It's break-in time. I think we were overloaded. I think that's why we burned out. If we could have threw Scotty overboard, I think the boat would have came a little bit more level, a little bit faster, but we had an anchor with us.
I think I deserve a discount.
Wait a minute.
This is why I don't do boats. I have no interest in doing boats. Davey talked me into this.
So, guys, I got another project for you guys. How about we build an airplane and fly it?
No!